sports, entertainment, and Maine's best guest list from Seasons Restaurant on Main Street in Bangor on The Pulse, AM 620 WZON, WZONThePulse.com, and the WZON app. This is Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome into Downtown, a Tuesday edition of the program from Seasons Main Street Bangor at our Quality Jewelry Studios. Rich Kimball, Ryan Waning with you for the next 3 hours. Great lineup this afternoon, as we'll talk with Tim Whalen Jr., Metro West Daily News, a little Red Sox, and some Patriots talk. Richard Barron, Maine women's basketball coach, introduces us to his favorite summer song. We'll talk with Maine football's offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen. Eric from Bangor Wine and Cheese, this week's message in the bottle. Dennis Price stops by, but we get things rolling with a little preview of a big series that gets underway tonight in Baltimore as the Red Sox take on the Baltimore Orioles. A tight race in that American League East. And to add some Orioles perspective to things, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the former Maine Black Bear, the longtime major leaguer, and now one of the Baltimore Orioles broadcasters, Mike Bordick. Bordick, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. How's your summer going so far?
So far, so good. The Orioles are in first place, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's quite a race, and nobody seems to be able to pull away, and even the Red Sox have not found a way to fall out of this thing yet. Did you expect it to be this tight throughout the season and for the Orioles to be where they are?
You know, I think everybody in the East thought it was just going to be up for grabs anyway. You know, I think all the teams were short in one way or another. And I think, fortunately for the Orioles, they've been able to keep their heads above water, even though their pitching hasn't been, their starting hasn't been tremendous. But they've had a consistent bullpen, and their offense has been inconsistent as well, but doing just enough, you know, to keep their heads above water. And like most teams, we're just waiting for everything to kind of come together. You know, and hopefully the timing's right, because the Orioles just had a big win out in San Francisco, and that might be what's needed to get this momentum going, because most of the games now are against the American League East.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. As you said, every team in that East has some kind of weakness, but also a lot of talent as well. Been some surprises on this Orioles team. Would you start maybe with a guy like Tillman, who's poised to win 20 games if he keeps going like this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's a surprise. People, you know, in the organization, he had a couple really strong years. He broke out and had success. And then last year, I think just the group in whole, everybody took a step back. You know, the whole earned run average jumped up a whole run. Tillman as well. So it's nice to see him bounce back this year. Came into camp healthy and strong. And almost like he had a chip on his shoulder, really wanting to prove, you know, the naysayers wrong. And he's been doing great, obviously stepping up as the team's ace. And he's really been the stopper. Anytime this team needs a big outing, he's been the guy they go to, and he's stepped up and done that.
At the back of the bullpen, Zach Britton has been lights out so far, 37 saves. But as the Red Sox have found out, you got to get to your closer. And you've got some talented guys, and hard to isolate one. But Brad Brock stands out to me as a guy who's really been solid all season long and has been a real key.
Yeah, Brock and Britton at the end have been a dynamic duo for sure. Both made the All-Star team this year. You know, Darren O'Day, who's been really at the anchor for this bullpen for the last 4 years, has had some injuries this season, so Brad has certainly stepped up. Darren's found himself on the DL with a little shoulder problem. So, you know, some of the younger guys, Michael Givens, who's had a lot of success this year, has kind of stepped up as well. So, there are some good arms out in the bullpen. I think the fact they kind of complement each other, different looks. But Britton on the back end is as good as I've seen. I mean, his fastball moves, and it holds great velocity. So, they need to get to him if they want to have success.
We're talking with Mike Bordick here on Downtown. Only a two-game series, but it's a pretty important one. How big is this two-game set for the O's and the Sox?
Well, they all matter now, don't they? I mean, every game is important, I think, and crucial, because you don't want anybody to start to pull away. And I think every team, you know, has that capability right now. And I thought the Orioles were going to get on a nice little run, and their offense just disappeared. And now it's kind of been inconsistent for the last week or two. And you can say the same about the Red Sox. You know, their offense went through a downtime, and but they're starting to pick it back up again as well. So you just don't know. You hope you play hard every night. You hope you come out on top. There is good talent in the American League East, which is like everybody's seeing. And I think fortunately, though, for the Orioles, the bulk of their travel is now done. They're going to be on the East Coast from here on out. And so no more time zone problems, no more getting up at 5 or getting in at 5. You guys know the travel's tough in the major leagues, and this year might be the worst I've ever seen. And so they're finally in their home field for a little while. They play great at Camden Yards, and they really need this. They need to stay consistent here in their home park because they've had some problems on the road.
Well, the Red Sox know what that travel's all about, and this schedule, along with some early rainouts, hasn't helped. I think by the end of this week, they'll be in their at one point this week, they'll be in their fourth ballpark in 5 days. And that's got to take its toll living out of hotel rooms.
Yeah, it really does. You know, I was talking to somebody. It seems like once a week I have the conversation about this. They do so much to try to protect the players. Now, no collisions at home plate, the breaking up the double play at second base, yet they are just wearing these guys down, and it might be even more conducive to health problems. The travel is just ridiculous. Getting in real early in the morning, you don't get a lot of good sleep, and you're expected to wake up and be that superstar player, every day. And it's tough. So I think, the ups and downs with the season are, I think managers kind of anticipate and expect that a little bit more frequently because they're sitting right there beside the players and know how grueling the schedule is.
Tonight it's a former Orioles guy, Rodriguez, on the mound against Yovani Gallardo. From the Orioles' perspective, Mike, who's the scariest guy in the Red Sox lineup?
Oh, boy. Mookie Betts, maybe? Bradley Jr., Ortiz. Man, are you kidding me? That lineup is ridiculous. You have so much great young talent that, I don't know. I mean, looking at that, they're going to be together for a long time. Very, very scary lineup. But the problem is, just like the Orioles lineup, if you just start forgetting about one or two guys or even one guy, anybody can hurt you. Anybody can do damage. You pitch around Trumbo with the Orioles, and Jonathan Scope's going to get you like he did the other night. You pitch around somebody with the Red Sox, and Bradley Jr. is going to get you. You know what I mean? So you just have to be able to execute, and you hope they hit some bullets right at guys, and the defense has got to be there. I mean, it's all about these two teams, the Red Sox and the Orioles. They will take advantage of opportunities that are given. If you walk guys and if you make errors, these two teams will just beat you up. So got to play some clean baseball, and you hope your starters can execute.
Mike, you logged a lot of games at shortstop in your career. You know the demands of that position. What are your thoughts on Xander Bogaerts and the kind of season he's having and the talent that he's got going forward?
Well, I know watching him the first few months, he was he was an MVP candidate for sure. Just an incredible talent. Has great range. Always seems to have his feet underneath him when he throws the baseball, which, leads to that consistency, which kind of fear. A lot of managers are scared to put young guys in the middle of the diamond, and just for that reason, that inconsistency. But he has certainly stepped up and been a huge part of their success this year on both sides of the ball. But I've been more impressed with defensively how he's been able to maintain that consistency.
Well, we talked with Gary Thorne about him a couple of months ago, but Manny Machado, I don't know why he doesn't get more recognition around baseball than he does. He's about as good as any of this group of great young players that are in the game these days.
He sure is. I mean, he's a smart player. He's the best third baseman that I've seen in the game for a long, long time. And he's got the strongest arm in the game. He's heady at the third base position. You kind of can anticipate. He understands what's going on. And offensively, I don't know. You just don't see the young players with that kind of consistency. Very rarely does he give at bats away. He has a sound approach and the ability to use all fields and use all fields with power. And, he's just one of those rare young talents. But we have seen a few of them pop up, right? Mike Trout and, of course, Harper and Manny. And the Red Sox have a few as well.
We're all marveling at the season David Ortiz is having at the age of 40, and it's rare for a guy to have such a big year that late in his career. But I'm looking back through the numbers here to the 2000 season when a 34-year-old Mike Bordick had his best offensive production, 20 homers and 80 RBIs that year. What happened to you at the age of 34?
Well, to be honest with you, I think baseball, if you can stay healthy in the game of baseball, you're going to be a better player in your 30s, in your mid-30s, just because you know more, so much more about it. Your anticipation's better. Your instincts are better. I always like to think that when you get that many repetitions at one thing, if you do it the right way, mind you, and David Ortiz has been a great hitter his whole career, so you get to that like zen kind of level. You know what's going to be happening. The game slows down. That's so many repetitions, and I'm not saying you're like Nostradamus or anything like that, but there have been so many reps that have gone by, so many fastballs David Ortiz has seen, so many sliders, so many situations that the game has slowed down for him. Even for these guys that are throwing 98, 99 miles an hour, and his bat path is consistent, and really that's the key. If you can play baseball and stay healthy, you're going to be better in your mid-30s than you were in your mid-20s.
Mike, I've got that MLB package so I can catch the out-of-town games. Are you on the broadcast with Gary tonight?
Yeah. It's going to be a great two-game series. Excited about it. Really excited about it.
All right, we'll be tuning in tonight. Mike Bordick, always great talking with you, Mike. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game. And pretty good luck to your Orioles the rest of the season as long as they can catch up with the Sox. One of them can win as long as the other gets the wild card.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Mike. See you soon. That's Mike Bordick, Baltimore Orioles broadcaster.